So many, 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 many verses of thanks about giving thanks to God. Not so many about giving thanks for particular things or giving thanks for blessings, but giving thanks to God in all things. So I wonder if this is going to be a shared reflection as well, I hope. I want to invite you to think about and name, if you can, if you're willing, just some things we often think about. What are the things for which we are grateful? What are some things that are easy for us to be grateful for? Family. Selma was about. Time together. Presents like gifts? Gifts. Presents, things that we give to, yeah. Yeah, gifts that we give to one another.
Friendship.
Food in church. What else? Just easy, quick. Here are some prompts. Some things that we see that make our hearts happy. Some things that we smell. I smelled yesterday the smell of wet leaves after the rain. And being from upstate New York, that is an immediate smell that makes me go, oh, it just gives me joy. The sunrise. Sunset. That's okay. That's all right. That's what I'm looking for. Just quick.
My job.
Jobs. Paychecks.
Safe homes.
Warm homes. Health. Sounds. Sight, smell, sounds. I'm going to try and elicit very specific things. People who can sing and harmonize and make beautiful music on the piano as well, with our voices, with instruments, laughter. Anything from this side of the room? Compassion, homemade pecan pie, coffee, lots of things. There are, if I were to give each of you a paper, I imagine that each of us pretty quickly could write 20, 30, 100 things or people or sounds or smells or whatever that we are thankful for. I wonder if I have a quote that I want to read to you from Henry Nouwen that says, to be grateful for the good things that happen in our lives is easy, right? We all are proof of that. We just did that. But to be grateful for all of our lives, the good as well as the bad, the moments of joy as well as the moments of sorrow, the successes as well as the failures, the rewards as well as the rejections, that requires hard spiritual work. Still, he says, we are only truly grateful people when we can say thank you to all that has brought us to this present moment. As long as we keep dividing our lives between events and people we would like to remember and those we would rather forget, we cannot claim the fullness of our beings as a gift of God to be grateful for. Let's not be afraid to look at everything that has brought us to where we are now and trust that we will soon see in it the guiding hand of a loving God. And so I wonder what you think about that. I think it's indeed a hard discipline to say, I'm going to be thankful for each thing that has happened to me, each person that has crossed my path, the pleasant, the unpleasant, the painful, the joyful, the sad, the delightful. But I wonder if there's anyone, if any of you here today can think of something in your life that at the time it happened was painful, was upsetting, was nothing you would ever, what you wish you could have done away with it, you know, that sort of thing, that now you can look back and say there was a gift in that. Is there anything, I know I'm springing it on you, but is there anything that any of you, Joyce is laughing. Yes, that's a beautiful, just a quick summary or the highlight of that is, when Joyce's daughter was crying as a baby. There was nothing that could be done about it to stop the crying. Joyce reframed that as, I'm grateful that she's crying because I know she's alive. I remember having a thought like that when Sarah, my daughter, who's now 21, was a baby. And she was, I think a two-year-old, went through a period of shrieking, just shrieking. And I got so angry when she did that and so annoyed. And I remember having that, a very similar thought, like, you know, if anything ever happened to her, I would miss that. Yes. I would miss that sound. So I can be grateful for that ear-piercing shriek for that reason. Other thoughts? I'm going to read another quote. This is from a woman who is a historian, American historian. She's a church person also. Her name is Diana Butler Bass. She's written quite a few books. She wrote a book called Grateful. So this is a quote from her book. Gratefulness isn't easy and isn't all hearts and flowers. Sometimes, I think when we talk about, oh, we just need to have an attitude of gratitude, I think, it sounds a little sicky sweet to me sometimes. So she says, it's not all hearts and flowers. It can be tough in tough times, but a dogged commitment to the giftedness of life can deepen our spiritual capacity to make it through circumstances that threaten to overwhelm us. And this was, she was writing, talking about going through the pandemic. She had written this book, Grateful, and then the pandemic happened, and she was not feeling particularly grateful. And she said, oh, I need to listen to my own words, my own wisdom. So she says, being grateful didn't end the pandemic, of course, and it wasn't an escape hatch. Rather, it lowered my fear and enabled me to get through it, especially on the worst days. So I wonder, here's another opportunity for reflection. Can you think of times or do you think you've had experiences where you've had a sort of like what Joyce just described, had a shift in your thinking that didn't change anything about the circumstances? Like she says, it doesn't make anything difficult go away, but it can shift our perspective, can make us think, oh, I can be grateful for this thing within this terrible, painful, difficult, uncomfortable circumstance. And it gives us maybe a little space to breathe. It helps us think, okay, we're going to get through this. I'm going to get through this. Can you think of any occasions when you had a moment of, oh, I can be grateful for this in the midst of something uncomfortable or some thought that just allowed you a little room to breathe? It's so easy to say thank you and to be grateful when things are good. Things are good. Which is a good impulse. It's a good impulse when things bring us joy and we're filled with this feeling of gratitude. So to say thank you in those moments is a very good and helpful and healthy impulse. So today with these different questions and thoughts, I just want to invite you to consider how we can expand our sense of gratitude, our feelings of gratitude, beyond the moments when it's just good and easy, because sometimes it feels like those things are few and far between, the good and easy. So to expand our sense of gratitude beyond that is a challenging and I think useful thing. Here's a quote from the Dalai Lama. Our enemies provide us with a precious opportunity to practice patience and love. We should have gratitude toward them. Any thoughts on that? I mean, we have some things listed on our prayer board, and there are things happening in our world, certainly maybe within our country, maybe within our own lives, where there are people, particular people or circumstances that maybe cause an immediate feeling within us, or anger or rage or hatred, maybe these feelings directed toward specific people and circumstances. What if we adopted this this mindset of, oh, that person or that situation is providing me with a great opportunity to practice patience or endurance, to practice love, to practice forgiveness, to practice compassion. The people that I like, I don't have to practice much compassion toward necessarily, or understanding or patience or forgiveness. That's pretty easy. But the people that really push my buttons, or the people that I just can't understand what they're doing, why they're, what they're thinking, they provide multiple and many opportunities. Bob, do you have something that you'd like to share?
I had 25 years worth of telling my colleagues in the U.S. that we shouldn't treat our Russian colleagues as enemies. Mm. And I kept saying, you know, you always fabricate enemies. These people don't have to be your enemies. And I had 25 years of an excellent kind of opportunity to share that through some scientific coordination. And it was a truly wonderful opportunity to put enemy and friend in a nice, comfortable kind of contrast. And then came the Crimean invasion. And then came the Ukrainian invasion. And I'm standing there saying, what had I been telling people? Enemy, friend, a kind of a flexible, fungible kind of thing. So maybe the lesson is, don't always be too sure. And hence, don't be too judgmental.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you. One more quote to finish with, and this is a quote by Barbara Brown Taylor. She's another author, Christian author. She's an Episcopal priest, and we read a book of hers a few years ago called "Learning to Walk in the Dark." She says this: "To become fully human means learning to turn my gratitude for being alive into some concrete common good. It means growing gentler toward human weakness. It means practicing forgiveness of my own and everyone else's hourly failures to live up to divine standards. It means learning to forget myself on a regular basis in order to attend to the other selves in my vicinity. It means living so that I'm only human does not become an excuse for anything. It means receiving the human condition as blessing and not curse in all of its achingly frail and redemptive reality. So to become fully human is part of what it means to become more grateful, to learn how to be grateful in all circumstances, and to allow the same kind of gratitude and compassion and forgiveness to extend to ourselves and the people around us. And it's hard. It's a hard discipline, and I think worth our efforts. So I invite you to consider in this week coming up, this week where we as a nation and even beyond our nation celebrate Thanksgiving and make a practice of giving thanks, to think about expanding your capacity for gratitude. Amen.